Blog Talk Radio.
Take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Or just calm yourself, or stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere, I'm just floating on stars that turn.
I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Wine on my body, baby, wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her wine that. She tell me, say, my love, make her climax. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her move. They make her feel alright now. Your body calling me right now. Girl, so many things in my mind now. Make it suck, make a fuck, baby, right now. I've been waiting for tonight. Where the energy feels right. Where my touch make it feel right. Since tonight we come alive, live. Make me drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. She tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. Yeah, she tell me, say, now only me, they make her feel alright. After the baby, me and my baby, yeah, we cuddle every night. She they riding like a bike, riding a thousand miles. Steady while she riding, and she gentle when she ride. These guy wine, they make my womb cry. These points show me when they pass my eye. When they matter bus, baby, get a ego time. I'll be waiting for tonight, yeah. She say we should be the man, yeah. She say we should get the stamina. I'm warmina, I'ma get warmina. Make a drink up while we reminisce. Say a prayer for our enemies. Say my love, now your remedy. Baby, girl, you mean a lot to me. Got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm. Show me one thing that got you trippin'. Show me one thing they make you want some more. South London girl make me trippin'. South London girl, they make my set the bar. Got my to my Asian girl. I said I big up my Jamaican girl. I said I big up my African girl. I got a lady for my yard, we know they make me red. I got a pretty, pretty lady with no like, no stress. She got her own, but she need some love. She got her own, but she need some love. Like she tell me, say, now only me, they make her love. Tell me, say, now only me, they cool her stress. She tell me, say, now only me, she warm. She tell me, say, now me, they make her calm. She tell me, say, now me, they keep her warm.
Got your number where I live, I'ma get you wear the pocket like a quarterback blitz. That's an everyday faucet, make it wet, make a rent. Skeletons in your closet, but your past don't exist. Got a pad on your list, got a pad on your lot. Calabas ain't the move, that's where everybody live. Plus the mountain is hot, you forgot what you got.
Hold on, no sense. I recommend I'm on with a goose. I recommend a beer for the juices. I recommend you live with a truth. Psychedelic views and affinity pools, you're checking out. Once I sweat, them edges out. Head down like vanity, I got the fuck ups, I got the damage fees, I got the gold dust, I got the anesthesia. When you chose us, this ain't a fantasy, we about to go up. See at the end of me, never got no love, but understanding me, maybe can mold us.
Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Baby, I'm just trying to let my head down. Everybody's watching, I'm aware of.
If I take all my coin, do you promise to stay? If I give you my heart, would you throw it away? Do you mean what you say when you tell me you love me?
Do you really? Do you really?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. How you doing tonight, Stan?
Oh, I'm doing well, Danielle. And you?
I'm a little tired, but I'm good. Aside from that, I am good. You know, I'm peaceful, calm. But this old people, old folks issues that I'm having.
Yeah, I know that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average when you can be raw? Now, I got my Raw Link on, Stan. I don't even want to ask you because I don't know. Did you get your Raw Link yet? Oh, man. All right. I ain't going to ask you no more. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 so you can be heard and participate. We love you, too. Now, this is open mic poetry, as you all know. So whatever you got to bring, you want to get something off your chest. Oh, excuse me. You want to relieve some mental stress. That's what I meant. You know, this is the right place you came to. Now, before we get started, I want to thank our lovely, lovely CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox. Because without him, there would be no us. And we're going to open up this first microphone to my diva, Miss VIP.
Hello.
How you doing, diva?
I'm good. How are you? Hi, Stan.
How are you doing, Lady VIP?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's awesome. How's your mom doing, lady?
Hey, look, I'm trying to hang in there, you know? Been a couple of bad days, but tomorrow is guaranteed to be a better one.
Yeah. And, you know, it usually gets worse before it gets better, but when it's all better, it's all better.
Mm-hmm.
Or as my husband used to say, it'd be greater later.
There you go.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Man, I miss you over there at the Love Zone. I'll be glad when you get back here. I don't know what you got to do, but, you know, and Johnny, essentially Johnny is doing a bang-up job. She's doing a wonderful, wonderful job, you know, sitting in for you.
I'm so happy to be doing that. Yes. I'm so happy.
Definitely.
You guys.
Definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, What did you bring for us to listen tonight? Or you got anything on your mind you want to get, you know, you want to talk about?
I do. I have a piece, and it's called "How Do I Tell You."
Okay. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. How do I tell you that I want to be more than a friend, that I know deep down this may not come to an expected end? Your kiss sends me into another place, but in your heart I don't think I have a space. How do I tell you I want you in every way? You only desire me physically all night until the next day. I thought we'd be each other's specialty until I found out you didn't feel the same about me. So I thought to stop communicating. Then my feelings would start abating. Then to close my heart yet once more until your phone call brings me to your door. You let me in. We can't resist going into that delicious sin. Our bodies in harmony sing in ecstasy until the daylight. And I'm left holding my heart by its last string. How do I say you left my heart broken? I still feel we have words unspoken, but I will be the one to leave you be, because the one I love more than you is me, and that's that piece.
Girl, I know that's right. I know that's right. You said, how do you say you left my heart broken? Is that what you said?
Yeah, how do I say you left my heart broken?
Wow.
I still feel we have room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
I've been there. Yeah, it does. I've been there, and I've asked myself that same question, but I never could bring myself to tell him, you know, you broke my heart. He pretty much knew. I know he knew. People can feel you. They can sense it, but it's just something about actually speaking it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Saying it out of your mouth to them and letting them know. But, man, that was a beautiful piece. Stan?
I agree. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people, when it comes to that situation, when they're trying to bow out, the idea of bowing out gracefully as if that's not still going to hurt. Come on now.
Right.
Exactly.
You're absolutely right. You are so right. All right, my diva, thank you for coming through. King, I asked you to talk about the love zone because you're not even going to be here. You can skate on by with that, but I'm going to put you over there.
I'll try to pop in.
Okay. I know you will. You know, you don't let me down. You're always there showing love. But I'm going to put you over there in therapist's office. He said he wanted to talk to you about something from last week. I don't know what y'all was discussing. He said it was something you had a continuation on. So he's going to only charge me half price this time for you because he still was interested in what you were talking about. Okay. So go over here.
All right.
Grab yourself a glass of wine. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, that was a really beautiful piece. I've been there. I have been there, and that's got to be, you know, when you're in a relationship and you're hurting, you get hurt by that person, and they know that they've hurt you, but they refuse to acknowledge it or bring it to light. It's so hard because you feel like you shouldn't have to tell them you hurt me when they know, they already know. So, man, I have been there. How about you, Sting? You been there?
Yeah, that was very real.
Yes, it was. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you?
I'm just fine. You know, when I heard about the love tone, I always think about Billy Ocean. I know you know about this song. Huh?
Yeah, that was actually our theme song for a minute.
Yeah, love. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be alone. Mm-hmm. Live in love, in the love zone.
Yeah, and the man,
Stan the man. Yes, Stan the man. Say again.
How you doing tonight?
Yes, and per Idegra.
There it goes.
Per Idegra.
You've been putting out some. Thank you. You've been putting out some pretty fire pieces. I have been reading them. You got us on speaker? Because that background noise. Woo.
Oh, you know what? Hold on. All right. If I told you what it was, I forgot to get some batteries for that damn thing.
No. It was disruptive sound. It's not the smoke detector. It was like a screeching noise, not an echo. It's just, I forget what it's called, but it's a disruptive background noise, coming from your phone. It wasn't anything in your phone.
Kind of like feedback.
Yeah, feedback. Oh, that's what it's called. Yeah.
Oh,
we're getting feedback. It's much better now. It's none at all. So that's awesome. As I was saying, I've been checking out your pieces that you've been posting online and putting out some pretty fire pieces. I'm appreciating them too. I really am. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what's on your mind? What's on your mind, or you want to get right to your piece?
My niece tried to give me a hug. Okay. I'm gonna call my poem Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean. All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Let me get to my deep voice. I want to spark the light, the insights of adventure, mentor your valuable, capable in doing the lifelong last after. She said the love zone. I came with the explosion like Billy Ocean, the world in a sense so adventurous. I'm giving her what she's been so curious. It's in stone, and I'm telling her she don't have to be alone. Like a fire, natural desire, I admire her everything. I come with the world, and there she be with a smile. It's like love, like Billy Ocean. She be my Caribbean queen on the scene. And I tell her what I mean with the love that's so explosive. She be my everything. She be love on the run. So let's get it done. Get it finished with the compliment, the acknowledgement. Time, the love zone. That's where I saw her. I practice, ready to go ahead and cipher, give her all these words with this work, and I'll be so real I could bless her like I was in church. The time indeed, when it's love in the heat of the fatigue, it's like Billy Ocean, and I give you the recommendation, the evaluation. Once she became love in the essence, once she elected me to be her king, natural thing. So get in my car, we'll drive very far. We'll get to point A, point B, point C, fire. But let me cool you off, baby, with some Billy Ocean. This is Automatic Charismatic, Lyrical Intake, and I'm on it, Proper and Drive.
Yo, I'm digging that. You put his song titles in there, all through there. That was pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's nice.
That was a nice piece, though, yo. I like when people can incorporate the song from that one particular artist. I don't mean the song, period, in their piece. I wish I could do that. I'm going to give that a try one day because I feel left
behind. What are you talking about, freestyling?
Not freestyling. Okay, I'm not a freestyler. I can't do that. I'm not even going to lie, okay? But I'm talking about just writing a piece and adding the music titles in there, the songs in there like that. I'm going to give that a try. That piece was pretty hot.
I said that I'm not a liar, right? And take the polygraph test. And the polygraph had more bounce to the out.
More bounce to the out. Okay. More bounce to the out. That was pretty cool, too. Wow.
There you go.
I could do it. I dig that. All right, thank you so much for calling in, Otto. I appreciate that, man. And that piece was all right, man. I'm going to put you now. Look, I done told you. Do I have to have this talk with you about the liquor?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go ahead with that liquor and go right to the, you know, we're going to have a party. We're going to have a party with the therapist.
You know what? You going to get my license taken away.
We're going to have a little bottle of pub. We're going to have a little bottle of pub and a therapy session.
I already gave her a heads up about you that you might come through there. She's locking her door. You're going to have to go see her.
I'm going to have a little 50 Cent plan. I'm going to have 50 Cent.
All right. Thank you for coming through. One love, one mic.
On to the next. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
One love, one mic, automatic.
Oh, man. All right. We're going to open this next mic to Venom. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, lady. How you doing? And Stan the Man, how you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice.
Wow, good to be heard, man. Good to be heard.
Yes, I'm glad you came through, man. I appreciate this. Wow.
Yeah. I'm a man of my word. I'm a man of my word.
Yes, you are. I'm not going to take that from you. Yes, you are. Now, before we get into your piece, you want to tell us what you got going on?
Yeah, tonight, in approximately 24 minutes, I'll be doing my show, which is called Majestic Ink. You know, it's open mic. It's not just for poets. It's for comics. It's for singers, rappers, whatever they want to do. They can come in and, you know, get it in over the weekend, and let's just have some fun. It's a party over there. You know, y'all welcome to come through. Come on and just join the party. You know, we party for a while, too, because it's not like a set time limit. We end when we ready to end. It may be 2 hours. It's a three. Normally, it's like close to three hours, 3.5 hour show. Depends on how many people want to get on the mic, you know. And we have fun. We just get it in, you know. So, yeah, y'all welcome to come. And anyone who's listening, yeah, come on through. Let's just get to know each other and have some fun. You know, I even will say, I'm saying that my brother For Real always say, take your socks off and get comfortable.
There you go.
He say, take your socks off, baby.
Baby, yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, so, hey, I don't have no problem with that, you know. I mean, hey, yeah, see the bartender on your way in, grab a drink, and come on in. Let's go, you know.
Oh,
so that's what we do.
Speaking my language. Oh, I'm definitely done. I'm in. You want to drop the phone number for everybody so they can know where to call?
Let me get that to you because I don't even know my own number, huh? Wow.
No.
Hold on. It's because it's a new number for us. I haven't personally got it all the way to where I want it in my head. But here's the number for you. It is area code 669-275-0270. 669-275-0270.
All right, y'all make sure y'all drop on by, you know, after Poetic Therapy, go on over there and check them out. I'm going to be there, definitely. I'm going to find something.
Okay, yeah.
Be there.
You know, we got something coming up that we're going to announce tonight, too, that's for everybody to participate in 2 weeks. So in order to participate, y'all got to be in the building to hear it. So we're going to announce it throughout the show. So it's not going to be like we're going to say it at the beginning and never say it again. It's going to be throughout the show because we want as many people to participate in what we're going to drop as possible to all have fun. Okay. We're going to turn this definitely into an old school 70s, 80s, 90s party.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm so in love.
So we're going to go from the platform to the flat top.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you so much for
all
that.
Right.
Now, I know you brought something, you know, delicious.
Battling with what I need therapy with tonight.
Okay.
So I said, you know, I think I'm going to do a piece that really hits home with a lot of people, and it's dealing with depression. And so, you know, a lot of people go through it. You know, like today I I'm not going through depression. It hasn't really set in. My uncle passed, and we had his services today. And so it's like I've been just dealing with it by just staying busy, you know, and not trying to focus on it, you know, even though I know later on, somewhere probably down in the next few days, it's going to really hit me, you know. But it's how I deal with it eternally that makes me keep going, you know. So that's the piece I'm going to do tonight.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. You got me pressing razor blades to my wrist. I'm unable to think of good times and even reminisce. I'm incapable of feeling bliss. So you know what I do? I slit the left wrist. A simple prayer for dying through this type of death wish. You see, I can't even make it past breakfast without wishing for death. Joy is missing and glistening, and depression is what I'm left with. But then a voice in my head said, get that Smith and Wesson and learn yourself a swift lesson. You see, I'm tired of stressing. I'm tired of fussing. And I'm tired of not even resting. But now it's time for you to feel my aggression. But then another voice says to me, this is your progression. Out of this doom and gloom, depression, give him room as he enters your tomb. You see, just climbing out of my mom's womb was a hard fight to live. And that's right. You see, I hate depression with a passion, but let me tell you, this is my point. You ask why I write this? I write this because I just don't like this. It makes me suicidal, unbridled, title, genocidal, homicidal. You see, the thoughts in my head has me wanting to be dead. So I dread life, and I love malice, and I strive on strife. You see, stress builds up so much in me, it makes it intense because my words, even my thoughts don't even make sense. I live in complacency. I dream in unreality. People always say, if you need me, I'm there. But really, what they really are saying is, don't look for me anywhere, which sucks because when a person is gone, they're the first one crying at the funeral, wishing they had the chance to say the right things right then and there, but time is up. So don't feel sad for me when you had the chance to say the right words to help me out. But without a shadow of a doubt, my survival, yes, my survival, may depend on the least expected person to reach out to me, to say the kindest, mind-blowing words to me, to soothe my mental palate. I guess this is a test
because I really feel like I'm losing me. Who wants to see me place this barrel to my temple? Squeeze it gentle as the trigger streaks and blood, coagulated blood, leaks down the side of my cheek. This suicidal ink leaks on white notepads, pouring out my heart because, people, I got to tell you what I got is really bad. So depression, you won't be happy until we're both sad. But we're both mad because I don't need you, and I really don't trust you. So, dear depression, what I'm saying is, F you. Better yet, duck too, because I'm aiming this aggression straight at your upper and lower midsection. Let me give depression a C-section with my pen tip. Carve out the pain in my heart because this script that I have is really bad. Send this stuff straight to the trash. Lift my butt back up and live my life free of malice and getting rid of all my strife. Yes, dear depression, that's in my path. I won't slack up, but you better watch out because now is the time to get yourself jacked up for trying to bring me down. But now I've turned my frown into a smile, living my life as a G is supposed to, making depression leave me alone, rebuking it with the higher source, and, of course, standing tall as a scorpion king, reigning high and living in supreme. Joyfully yours, Dark Venom Instinct.
That was a very, very powerful piece. Ooh, you brought that. And how you go into, it's like you go into a different, like a character when you read that piece. Man, you came strong tonight with that.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wasn't prepared for that, but oh, man. Stan,
I had to understand. I told you I needed therapy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you
and
came
anybody,
to the right place.
Anybody that wants to know what it is to rock the mic, see Dark Venom.
Thank you,
okay,
man. I appreciate you.
You did. That was a great delivery. Great.
Yes, it was.
Thank you,
awesome,
brother. I appreciate
man.
You, man.
I was sitting here. I had to arch my back. Sitting now, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. I got to pay attention to where I'm at. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for coming through. Wow.
I appreciate you. It's something that we all go, you know, some people deal with depression a different kind of way. Some people deal with it by killing themselves and or even has to be institutionalized, you know, because it's so bad.
Yep.
But you need to have an outlet to bring you back into focus. And us as poets, it's easier for us to write it out than to to shout it out, you know, because if we shout it out, it's a bad situation. But if we write it out, if we can pour our whole soul into what we're writing and it comes out, and then you feel much better about it, because a lot of people don't have what we have, a gift as poets. We just need to know how to use it and use it correctly.
Absolutely
true.
Couldn't have said it better myself. You are so right. Wow. Man.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna get up out of here. Thank y'all for letting me get on the mic, and I will be back next week.
Oh,
we'll be waiting.
Okay. Yes, definitely. It's a mic sitting here waiting for you.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Man.
Take care.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow.
Yo, he came through strong. Oh, man.
Man, I guarantee you there was about a 3-foot flame coming off of his pen.
Okay, he left it smoking over here, that's for sure. That is for sure. I'm going to do this real quick, Sam.
This is Tiffany.
Real, real, real. Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio and you're on Poetic Therapy. The dial-in number for those of you who are online streaming and you'd like to get in on this conversation or just, you know, spit your piece is 319-527-6300. And make sure you press that one. Now, Stan, I'm going to open up this next microphone, see who we have. We got area code 518. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Apparently, you don't know my cell phone number.
You know what? That sinister laugh, Stan. You hear this guy?
Hey, Stan. How are you, good sir?
I'm doing fine. And by the way, that's not sinister. That's just mischief.
Mischief?
That is mischief.
You sure that's not nefarious or sinister?
It's not nefarious.
That's just me.
Not
that's nefarious.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah, you know what? For reals laugh at yeah, that's more sinister. All right, you trying to shock my system tonight, Mojave. It's okay, though. It's all right. What's going on,
my
bad. It's all right. What's going on?
The support came to support. I have several things to do after this game, so I'm glad that you called me before 10 o'clock. I'm just going to get on, do the piece. I don't know if you have any questions for me, and I'm going to do what I came to do. What do you think?
I would love for you to spit your piece because this is open mic, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me get everything ready. Hold on. Let me get
okay. Everything
ready. Okay. Oh, wait a second. That's not it. Oh, what just happened? Okay, all right. I'm ready. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is too loud.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Can you hear that?
Barely, but I can hear it.
Is it too loud?
Mm-mm. No, it's actually very loud.
Hold on. All right.
That's good right there.
She will capture your mind with a sly eye and a sly wink, followed by conversation that will make you think. You will exchange pleasantries and family history, past pain and old love, no longer a mystery. You will imagine her kiss in the hall of your mind, hopefully wanting to find out what kind of sorcery it is. She will make love to your mind. Will energy across state lines, you will feel her fingers fine, manipulate energy. You will breathe her. Fragrance fantastic. Watch her eyes smile, skin titillating. You, voluptuous, mouth watering. Connection seamless, Lego pieces, soul touching fingerprints, rhythm aria. You're needing her symphony. Making love will be instant. Eyes locking, energy abundant, feeling that she brings all into the room. Radiation of spirit. You will not remember anything past the kiss except the sweet taste of her valley. How beautiful it looks and how you never got tired. Your entry heavenly, your release orgasmic, it's air and electric dancing between moles and you feel every vein open like universe and you begin to curse for losing the energy in reverse, the essence of bringing the energy's blessed to renew and recharge and you start to ask if this is the one I have found. You will agree to her terms, ignore your heart knowing that her omission will make your heart skip, she will leave you lonely and long gone, barely sharing your love of rhyme. But as long as she dances in your gaze, you're okay. She'll wait until the sun brings you back to her solstice while you write signs and tankers that will anchor your soul and you will roll with anything. Her lovemaking is amazing. Her eyes is amazing because you will still be in them. And when the failure hits you, you'll wait to the feel of her having hearts for others. And this is what you know. You will watch loyalty and friends fail for some tale, only to learn that they have biblically met, known each other before. Your story. Give up the glory of close alley and see that their chance of real love will always supplant the pressed blood of brotherhood. She would tell you that things are all good as long as the moon rotates away from the sun. You heard the story of how the moon moves away and learning this is her way and she doesn't stay without direct sunlight. Others who know this plight will feign ignorance and they will owe you nothing. Stand in your face as they sit in your house. Laugh and joke while saying love letters out loud. You're now back in the crowd, no longer on stage, waiting for the moon to come out. And she will show you that your moments are still pure. You'll die, wishing for a kiss, and how Joy used to dance with a gaze. You'll die in a mist. You'll die in a mist.
You always come through and do that to me. Every time, it never fails. This poetry is so exquisite. It makes me swoon, and I just get caught up in it. It's so beautiful. Oh, man. Thank you for that. Wow.
You know, out there right now, somewhere, Larry Maddox is going, not only sappy, but made her swoon.
Okay.
And I've got to tell you, repeating that final line twice, that nailed it.
Okay. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Mojave. I'm not going to hold you up because I know you got to be somewhere at 10 o'clock. But, you know, it's always an open mic for you, wherever I'm at. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, there you go. If I get back early, thank you for having me on the show. Thank you for everything.
Oh, man.
Y'all the best.
You're welcome,
love.
I love
you guys, man. You're so amazing.
We love you, too. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's crazy. Goodbye, Mojave. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. One mic, man.
Oh, man. Crazy as he want to be. Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Oh, wow. You got me a little discombobulated. We're going to open up this next mic. And this is my standing co-host for the past couple of shows, man. This is essentially Janice. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, love. How you doing?
Hey, good evening. Hey, La Perla Negra. Standing man. How are you two?
Good. How you doing?
Is my phone okay? Because I'm on my mobile this time instead of my landline. Is it sound all right?
Yeah, crystal clear. Crystal clear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So far,
yeah,
so good.
Very much so. Yeah. And, you know, I want to say before we get started, I have some friends that have children that are autistic. And I always try to support it. I think they are very beautiful children. They're just in their own world. That's all
yeah,
it is.
Absolutely. I learned from him. I learned from my guy.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Most definitely.
There's this thing that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought a nature piece, but there's this thing that he does when we're outside, and he's a lot of times when they depict children with autism, they look like they're unfocused. But what I realized about him is that he's hyper-focused. And when we go outside, he watches the leaves move, and it makes me stop and slow down. So I follow his line of sight, and I just see what he's looking at, and it calms me.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's God's
hands
right there and there. Oh, man. I love that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I actually brought a nature piece because I just have had that on my mind. Oh, you know what, though? I kind of want to – let me see if I can find something real quick because I actually do have a piece about him since you brought that up. Oh, gosh. Let me see if I can find it real quick. But there's this thing that We do. We do puzzles together.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to be able to find that fast enough. I'll bring that next week.
All right, that's fine. That is fine.
All right.
That'll work. For whatever you brought, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. So this is one of my favorite nature pieces. And the title is Morning Autumn, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, Morning Autumn. There are rarely extremes in the weather here. But that, I realize, has resulted in a lack of brilliance. The heavy downpours are missed by thirsty roots, and the early season chill is sadly missing. Both sorely needed for my inspiration, the breathtaking colors of autumn. Reduced to a breath exhaled a mere few weeks, it seems, as summer extends its hold, long after backpacks are filled for the first time in months. Suddenly, and as an afterthought, a cooler breeze comes with a burst of color. And as a burst expands and then contracts, a strong gust strips away much of autumn. Just a week ago, a maple's red leaves fell, as in a pause, but she was full. Today, darkened remnants lie shriveled and blood red, carpeting and choking the lawn. Sprawling limbs bare, outstretched, gray and cold, almost beseeching, much too soon. It was too soon. Another strong wind sends dried leaves scampering down the black street, eerily running and easily giving up. Where can one go if winter is just around the corner? And peace.
Oh, man. That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. And her voice, Stan, it always gets me. I have to remember to not, like, drift off into her tone because it's hard to hear the words. Not that I'm not listening, but it is hard to hear the words and focus on them because her voice is so calming. It's so soothing. But your pieces are beautiful nonetheless, Stan.
Thank you.
It's like being in a shaded glen listening to a stream.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, because you can, like, you know, you sit near that stream and you can hear it, you know, running over the little rocks or whatever is in it, and then you can also see the sun shining and glistening off the water. It's like, you know, you just have this calm energy about you, and it just makes you, like, go,
This was something that I wrote, like, after taking a walk. And then I just, as soon as I got back in, I started writing. So this is, like, everything that I saw and was taken in. Yeah, this is a walk that I took.
That's some stuff. I can definitely see that. Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Before you go, you want to tell everybody what's going on in the Tiffany universe?
Absolutely. With us? Monday.
With everything you're involved in, yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, is this the rundown? Because I haven't done a rundown before. But with us, on Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, is a Soul Cafe hosted by Pharrell the Poet, Poetic, La Perla Negra, and myself. Halfway through the show, we'll be doing Pick Up the Pen, where we do creative writing on the spot. We're encouraged to push our pens. Wednesday, I will be co-hosting one more time with The Love Zone with La Perla Negra, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the topic will be, can we be in a relationship where there is no kissing? So make sure you tune in and bring those pieces.
Okay. That's what's up. You're getting it, girl. You're getting it. You got it. We're going to teach you to run down.
I know, right?
I'm
learning.
For the week.
I am learning. I appreciate you guys taking me under the wing. I love y'all.
Oh, we appreciate you, too. We love you, too. All right, love. What I'm going to do is set you over there in the therapist's office. I don't know if VIP is still in here. He said he wanted to talk to her about something, but you can go grab yourself a glass of wine and pick one of the recliners or chairs in the waiting room. Put your feet up.
Will do, will do. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Stan. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Poetic Therapy on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. We are 3 minutes into the 10 o'clock hour. If you want to be heard when you call in, you have to press that one. Put your hand up and let us know. You know, we love you too. But in the meantime, right now, I'm going to do this.
Too deep. where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah, and what I do. This what I love, yeah. How about you? I know you want me, yeah, feeling my energy, yeah. You wanna touch, yeah, you're getting close to me. Ask me all these questions, what you trying to know? You take all your crystals everywhere you go. I don't care about them signs. You know I got what you like. All I need between them signs. If we ain't on the same page, yeah. This is my age, this is my sign. This is where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah, and what I do. This is what I love, yeah. How about you? How about you? What's the move, babe? What we doing? You can come through, babe. I'm just cooling. We on that Tuesday, now you on me. We getting lit, we feeling wavy, yeah. I don't care about them signs. You know I got what you like. All I need between them signs. If we ain't on the same page. This where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah, and what I do. This what I love, yeah. How about you? This is my age, this is my sign. This where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah, and what I do. This what I love, yeah. How about you?
I wonder what she thinks of me when you're coming home. I know that she smells my perfume under your cologne. I wonder what she thinks of me when you stay away. After you make love to her, but I'm still on your brain. I'm not the jealous type, not like the other guys. I wish you all the best, I'll help you pick your dress. Then you can both go to Paris. You live in the lavish, I'm actually happy for you. Oh,
Ricky.
Keep me safe in your arms. Safe in your arms. There's a warmth in your kiss. Don't let go from my grip.
So good in your arms.
You wanna know how to hold my love. You wanna stay, wanna throw one on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and this is Poetic Therapy. Oh, man, we're going to open up this next mic stand to our illustrious CEO, for real, Poet Sexy. How you doing tonight, love?
Hey, Shabba-do, what it do? What it do?
Shabba-do.
Hey, what is Shay? What is Shay? What's up, Stan Phillips, the man? Hello, La Pearly Negro. Negra.
Hey,
what is it?
Hey.
How
you enjoying the music, love?
But you know what? I was trying to Shazam, Bam-a-Lam, that last song, you know what I'm saying? But I took too long. Go and steal it from your playlist.
That's all right. You can
I'm
do
up
that.
In your playlist.
It's called in, When I'm in Your Arms. It's all good.
When I'm in Your Arms. Hey, that's beautiful. I love the music. The music, the vibe is very, 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 you know, sensual. I love it. I love the program tonight. Poetically, it's outstanding. You know what I mean? It's just a beautiful night for poetry.
Absolutely. Every night is a beautiful night for poetry, man. And you created this platform for us to bring our poetry, and I'm ever so grateful for that.
Hey, look. Thank you all. Thanks and the glory given to the Most High, one and only God. And by the way, shout out to Penny and the fellas. I heard Mojave up in here earlier. His wind wasn't as strong tonight, but I heard him.
Yeah, he had to run off. He had some other stuff to do, but he did show some love, and I appreciate that.
Yes,
always.
Yes, he did. You know, that was
beautiful. Strong tonight.
Yeah, his wind wasn't as strong and everlasting as usual.
That was terrible. How are you tonight,
I'm fine. I'm rested. Listen, it's been a restful day. I really can't even tell you what I've done to pass the day along, but here we are. And I'm soon to be at the place of work. But it's been a pleasant day. You know, I'm learning and teaching myself how to relax, you know.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is, but it's hard to do. you would think that all you have to do is just fall back, but it's hard, you know, for a person like me. I'm used to multitasking and things, but that's what I'm learning to do. Really to just sit still and set my ass down and enjoy time. If you can understand what I'm saying, to really enjoy time, while I'm standing still.
Yes, I can definitely understand that. I haven't mastered it yet, but I'm pretty close to just learning how to stay nice and calm and be still. And when things start getting to me and I feel antsy or nervous or anxious, I just talk to myself. You got to counsel yourself. You got to talk to yourself and say, you know what, stop for a minute. Just stop.
If you don't cancel yourself, the Most High will find a way to set you down.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you got that.
I made attempts at trying to do some things. You know, I was trying to put some new locks on some doors in my home. You know, matter of fact, not just putting new locks, but fresh new holes and stuff like that. But the drill that I was using was like, better set your ass down. The drill refused to do what it's bought for, So I took it as a sign and, I climbed back up in the bed and laid my ass down, So, again, I feel good, though, but I feel rested. I feel like I can go into this job and perform what I need to do without drinking 4 or 5 cups of coffee,
Oh, yes.
It's so good.
That's awesome.
It's a form of
feeling. So awesome.
It's almost boring, It feels weird to be rested, and it's feeling good. I feel good. What the hell?
It'll start to feel much better, though.
What you
I'm
mean
glad
by
you
it?
Enjoyed my playlist. I like to relax people, and I like them to enjoy
like
it as well.
Them.
So, yes, I do. I like to relax people.
But I'm trying to get back to the point where you said it's sooner to start to feel better. Did you say better or good?
It'll start to feel much better. It will. The feeling it will improve. The more you learn, the better it gets until you do master it.
I got you.
So, yeah, most definitely.
Okay. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I thought you were hitting on me.
I'm trying to relax, kind of wore myself out a little bit. I got back into my walk today. I love my walking, and I pushed myself a little bit too much. So I'm trying to just, ease on into the rest of the night, So no flirting
tonight. That's beautiful, darling. That's good. Try to refrain from flirting. I think everybody or should try to refrain from certain things that we've been doing repetitively. Just fast about it. A lot of you guys over there at Epiphany Radio are horny toads. So you guys need to just come down. I just say respectfully. Stan knows what I'm talking about.
Here, I drink some water.
So if you can stop flirting for 5 minutes, that's a beautiful thing. I'm going to try.
I'm going to try to. I'm going to give a wholehearted try. Oh, my goodness. Before you get to your piece and I send you to the therapist's office, can you tell us what you got going on Monday night?
Oh, Monday night, at Epiphany Radio, we have the Soul Cafe, 9 o'clock p.m., where we groove all night long to some neo soul, hip hop, R&B, and some jazz. And later on in the program, we get into some creative writing, which I really love, and we have a good time creating masterpieces with some phrases that's thrown out there. We create these pieces on the spot, and we share in each other's creativity how we write, you know, what motivates us, what moves our pen. And it's a beautiful thing, and it's fun to do, and that's pick up your pen. And, hey, that's that piece, Monday night at the Soul Cafe. Come out and join us. We just have a lot of fun, a lot of laughs, and we pick on Van. We took on Van a whole lot, me and Danielle.
You pick on Van? I've been the target the past couple of shows, so I don't know.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You guys have been picking on me for a long time. Wait till my call drops, and then you talk about me, be how am I back, and then you laugh when you get back in the studio. That's not fun either. That's not fun. I'm like, what the hell are you laughing at? What's the fun part? But somebody always snitches. Somebody gets in my inbox and they tell me. I'm not going to say no names. But I want to shout out to Michelle real quick. Hey, baby. Love you. You know, so y'all can laugh all your
about me
all your money. Somebody will always
laugh. If we didn't know, we know now.
Well, there's others. There's many others. I have spies
what?
Everywhere.
They can't stop us.
They can't stop y'all. But they can get your black ass fired. How about that?
Guess what? I'll be right at your door with that pink slip. Trust me.
Okay.
And I got a lot of patience. I will wait till you come downstairs and open that door.
If
I have to walk you across
the
street to your job.
I'm going to keep it. You said you're not going to quit tonight, so I'm going to leave the pink slip and come into my door with it in your hand alone. Wow.
Lord have mercy on me. That is sinister, laugh.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I haven't called him Mr. Sinister in a while. Okay. See?
Oh, it's a beautiful night. I'm feeling like, I'm in the mood for sweet potato pie tonight right now.
Ooh, stop playing. I want a piece of that. Sending out the bat signal to Jay Rob. Yo.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay.
Shout out to Jay Rob, the wise son. Sending up the bat signal for that one. Yeah.
Make your nipples hard. Hey, don't they, Daniel? Make your nipples hard. And it's not trying to be nasty. You have to understand. You have to try it. Ooh. I'm a grown man.
Y'all, you're talking about exquisite. Oh, my God. A delicacy. Lord have mercy. That is the best by far that I have tasted in such a long time. Man. I'm craving like a junkie for more.
I got a little bit left in there, too.
Lord,
I might take a shot before I go to work. They don't need to be breathing in my face anyway. Why are you going to smell liquor on my breath? If people been breathing in my face, you're wearing a mask. Why should you put clothes on there? You know?
Mine really doesn't leave any evidence behind like that. It's different. It's a different.
Well, the way my body made up is that, you know what I'm saying, once it gets up into my factory, what it produces, that pheromones, you know, I got a lot of women in my face because of the pheromones that produce, and when I breathe, when I exhale, and they chew up on me, then, you know, they have to suffer.
Well, you see why you said we need to fall back from flirting, Mr. Pheromone.
See, I got lost in it. See, once I get back, I don't know what's going to happen when I get to work. I might flirt a little bit. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to try to fight it off.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight it off. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to stop. You're going to fast from the flirting tonight, on this night. Wait a minute. But after 12 o'clock, all is
that's the witching hour. Love and war.
Mm-hmm.
All right now. I'm with you on that one. Okay.
baby.
There
we go.
Stan.
Who said that, Stan?
Yeah.
Larry Madigan welcomes you to the Snappy Shangri-La. Here he is.
Shangri-La. I love that, Stan.
Shangri-La. For real.
Yes.
That'll be nice to name the chair of Shangri-La on Monday night.
Oh.
I like that. Yeah.
If you can remember, you know my mind, you know how that works, you know.
I'm writing that down right now.
Penny, write that down. Penny's good for remembering things.
Yes, essentially, please.
I think we'll highlight Penny this Monday and throw her under the bus several times to make her feel welcome.
Uh oh, Penny, he's coming for you. Heads up.
Yes.
Oh my. Isn't Shangri-La two words, Stan?
Yes.
Sounds like one word
to
me. What? It's two words? Break it down for me.
Yeah.
Shangri-La.
You got to break it down.
Well, I can't be the one.
Stan, you got to break it down.
Where you at, Stan?
Well, for that I can remember, Shangri, and then capital
right.
L-A.
Right, Shangri-La.
That
sounds, I thought so.
That sounds about right.
Hey, I'm a Three Dog fan. I know this one.
Okay.
We're not gonna fight. Night. We're gonna accept what you say, Stan. On your word, Shangri-La. Never used neither word. I think I've used la a couple of times in saying Danielle's poetic name and la. I might have sang it, but I'm going to add that to one of the phrases at pick up your pen.
Okay. What? Mm-hmm.
I am going to extend to everyone before Monday night my sincere apologies for starting this.
Too late, honey.
Yeah,
you did start this.
Shangri-La.
I love that word.
Shangri-La.
Does Shangri-La even exist? They say it doesn't exist.
Now you're taking it a little bit deep now. You're going a little further in, and you're going to have me researching Shangri-La because I never thought of the word before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do it and get back to me and see what you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Well, we're going to Google that. We have Googled it. I wonder if
Larry Maddox is putting everyone on the road to Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be cool.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Googling it.
Shangri-La. Okay. Right now.
they just gave me something totally different. Shangri-La. Oh, Lord. This says Shangri-La around Philadelphia. What is Shangri-La around Philadelphia? It's a Chinese restaurant.
Oh, no. We're not talking about
that. That's really the Chinese restaurant.
Oh,
what great sushi for your soul. This is going to work.
Lord.
And it says, what is the meaning of the word Shangri-La? Remote, beautiful, imaginary place where life, perfection,
see?
Utopia,
see?
A remote, usual, idyllic hideaway. Shangri-La.
Oh,
I like that. I'm glad you guys brought that up. That's kind of profound here, right there.
Uh-huh. There you go. It's an imaginary place. A utopia into in your mind. Yes.
And let's not get into Xanadu.
Not Xanadu. Wow. Not Xanadu.
Yeah, Xanadu. Okay. I'm putting this stuff on the show. Thank you, Stan. I'm putting this on to pick up your pen for it. What does it mean?
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not Xanadu. It's Xanadu. The X is Xanadu.
No, they
it's
say
five. It's not
the way they give it. They're saying Xanadu, Danielle. I'm reading from Google.
God. All right, but it's not. It's Xanadu.
Tell the Xanadu people that. You tell people from Xanadu that it's not Xanadu. I don't, you know,
Isn't
I have nothing to do with
that. There's a song that Olivia Newton-John made called Xanadu. It's Xanadu.
Yes, she was from India. They say they speak things differently in India.
It's always been called Xanadu.
What I do,
I'm not going to argue.
Might be different. What they do
Are you
Xanadu.
Going to dispute Olivia Newton-John?
Well, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to just tell you that Xanadu is a luscious place. Mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. what they say, exotic or luscious place. Whether it's mm-hmm. ex-Xanadu or Xanadu, whatever you do, however you pronounce it. You know.
I'm going to make it do what it do.
I like
Nice word.
Oh, yeah. Put that in your Rolodex. That.
Luscious
word. Luscious.
Yeah.
Shangri-La, luscious.
Luscious. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah.
Now,
I'm ready.
For real. You brought us
mm-hmm.
a peace, love. So whenever you're ready,
yeah,
the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. This piece is titled I Fall. I fall where I once fell, free falling, reaching out, grabbing at life, gripping love by the handfuls like grapes on a vine, sweet, sweet and succulent before wine, before they ferment, age in time. Memories are like these, some bitter, some sugary, others at the thought of it, tasty, sweet, chocolatey. Some take you to that place where you want to be, long to be, where you don't mind falling in, deep thought, devoid of earth's gravity, lifted in slight movement, slow drifting, reliving special moments, where a candle was lit, with the scent of her love, her lavender, jasmine, nature's honey, her skin aromatic. See, she perfumes. She perfumes. She be my favorite fragrance. Neo soul music is the sound of the song playing lightly in the background, soft and romantic. So beautiful, this view. I'm falling. Memories, tranquil visuals stream like on some monumental TV. Memories of her and me romancing. I'm remembering that was the day that I had fallen. Thought that she fell in too. I fall. I fell quite often, falling in, reliving those moments. I fall back in with help from this wine I'm sipping. I'm right there, right back in that moment where the free fall began. I'm back there. I've entered peace, inner peace, and I'm falling. I'm falling in, and it's sweet, ha, chocolatey. Fall with me as I fall, sweet and aromatic is the scent of life for those who've learned to sniff past the weeds, pungent discourse, and find beauty in the midst of pollutedness. No more loneliness, open hearts lead to lovingness. Life is a long-stemmed rose, life is meant to be shared by two, practicing togetherness. Falling in together, in a free fall of life together, falling in completely and fully together. Life is a long-stemmed rose sniffed, fall in to its aroma. I fall, I fallen, fallen in. I fall, I fall, I fall, forever in love with life. Life. A chocolate pool full of nuts and almonds, warmed to the skin. I fall. I fall. I fall in love again. For real. In peace.
Wow.
Man.
You have to come in here and do it like that. Man. That was beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm at a loss for words right now. That just got me. Whew. Okay, I'm going to breathe. Stan, you take it from here. Oh, goodness.
This is the heart of a romantic. He is always going to be a romantic. Sappy is his bloodline. It's all the way to it. Beautiful piece.
Bloody.
Absolutely.
I like that, Stan. Thank you. Bloodline.
Absolutely.
Sappy bloodline. Love it.
Thank you,
yeah,
guys. That's
yeah.
An old piece I've written in 2017. I believe I have a track to that. I sent it to you, Miss Pearly, so that you can, you know, check it out. But thank you, guys.
Please.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the program.
Hey, I'm going to throw you over there in the therapist's office, too. I don't know if essentially it's done, but we have a female therapist next door if you'd like to talk to her.
Okay. Definitely. Well, yeah, okay. I'm not saying anything.
Well, love, baby. You know the first words out of your mouth are going to be baby, baby.
Baby, baby. For real. Bye.
Bye.
Lord have mercy. Wow. I tell you what, let's let me see. I got Ms. Lord have mercy. He got me little shaggle, as he said. We haven't done our pieces yet. So
no, we haven't.
I'll tell you what. I got a piece here that I wrote, I think it was yesterday. I just woke up yesterday morning, and then it's just something that came to me. I did a little tweak into it, but I'm going to give it a try. I hope you guys like it. I call this Black Tea. She was ready to let her admiral butterfly wings expand majestically and soar. And the distance in her span would have her soaring high, ready to express her bold hues to opened eyes. Halted only for a brief moment in time by wondering about seeing acceptance in those eyes. Then her recognition in her reality for her comprehension of what she went through and how she got here made her revelation, her view of the world was her landing strip in actuality. She no longer saw limitations, only opportunities to spread love and peace and, oh, her spirit is full because her soul has been fed truth. And she finally found her light that no one could put out again. Her story is black too, but she has boundaries. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. Beautiful. That was beautiful, Danielle. And it's in line with everything that's been so far coming down here, you know. There's been a lot of romance in the air. And I would like to remind people that we're about 10 minutes from that hour where that lady comes on.
Yeah.
So if they'd like to continue hearing us, it would be nice for them to call the number and join us before the lady says, good night.
And what is that number, Stan?
Well, let's see if I can remember it. Hang on a moment.
I got you. The okay.
319-527-6300 and press 1 to join us.
Yes,
and speaking
yes.
of joining us, I do believe your diva is waiting.
Absolutely. So I'm going to open her mic right now. I'm back to
you.
We're ready for some more deliciousness. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. When you penetrated my mind, you got to the one you thought you'd find and more. If I ever thought you were a hit it and quit it, you'd be on the other side of my door. I thought you could be the special one for me, but I find I speak more than you, so this I find askewed. I'm a full-fledged woman with my own. Got all the curves, I got the nerves to take you to ecstasy. A true Aries, but don't push me. We love hard and strong, but don't keep us waiting too long. See, we are of a familiar spirit, so if you dip in it, marinate in it, you'll revel in it. Without realizing it, you'll love it. Then you're stuck in it. So I'm good, whether or not you're with me. It's cool, but I'm no fool, so act right or be taken to school. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. You know, you got a way of talking to whoever the piece is, so direct and so, you know, I think word. I love it. And the way you end your speech is like, you heard me? Don't make me come back and tell you again. That's what it is. That's what I get. You know what I'm saying, Stan? This is what I get from our pieces a lot. They're awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I write like I speak.
I know that's right, girl. All right, thank you so much again for coming through, Diva. I'm gonna put you back over here. I guess you can go in the therapist lounge and just sit back and chill because I know you talked to him. He kind of texted me and let me know. I'm glad she came back because I really needed to talk to her about that issue. All right, girl. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Still there, man? Man, I don't know. It still says you're here, but are you muted, Stan? Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6 minutes before 11 o'clock. And what I'm going to do right now is say some closing words. I don't know what's going on with my co-host, but I'm going to leave you with this.
Hello.
I want to thank everybody. Oh, there he is. There he is. All right. There he is. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, what was you muted saying?
Nah, techno demons got in the way of that one.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'm
well,
here.
You know how Blog Talk does from time to time. They sometimes like to mess with us a little bit here and there. You know. It's all right. Damn,
definitely.
One monkey don't stop no show, okay?
No.
That's
not
what
a
I
chance.
Always say. Oh, man. You have any closing words for us, Stan? You want to throw a piece in there real quick? We still got like 5 minutes left before the closing of the show.
I've got one.
All right.
This is Poetry Month.
Mm-hmm.
This is the month where we just
expand, explore, and pretty much run amok. And I ran amok with a little poetic form from the Welsh called Bira Fedaid. And this is love's cycle. To all a time and a season, need not have a rhyme or reason, or logic have value in play, for hearts in part choice and way. Passion, romance, control, love's sweet obsession rules the day. No known cure for this condition, nor be we seek remission. Broken hearts fall to attrition, in lost love's debilitation. Still we return to the stage to renew, pursue, with much ado. Hearts scarred return to love's venue, desperate to find the one true. As seasons change, so goes romance, as we return to love's dance. And peace.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. You always bring something so, man. It's the way you, man, I can't even describe it. You just have this coolness about you and your voice, your delivery, everything. I just love to listen to your pieces, man. Thank you so much for that. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I think it came with the gray.
Okay. Wow, that's all right. That is all right. Yeah. You have any closing words for us before we shut the show down?
Yeah. Let's have a wonderful month this month. It's our month. It's the month for poets. So let that ink fly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming, calling in, and those of you that streamed online. This was a beautiful night of poetry, as always. I want you guys to continue to love yourself, get that good relationship going with yourself inside, and because, wait a minute now. We got some more callers up in here. I can't even shut the show down right yet. This next night stands for. We got another caller in here. All right. We'll open up this next mic. Hello, darling. How are you? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How is your day? What's on your mind? Are you muted, love? Area code 501. Are you muted? Why? Just A. He must be muted. All right, well, I'm going to have to close the mic, though. I'm sorry. Okay, we got one more that decided to put their hand up. Let's open up this mic real quick. We got area code 216. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Mama Oladeji, happy Easter, everybody.
Oh, happy Easter, hello, Mama.
You know what?
If you hadn't said it, I wouldn't have thought about it. It would have never came to mind. I just have gotten away from that commercialism and the holiday thing and all of that. I wouldn't even have thought about it, honestly.
Well,
how you doing?
It's hard to forget about the Easter egg and the bunny rabbits, and spring, because they represent new birth. So some rabbits going to get it in.
No, yeah, and you got that right. I ain't even going to say that term that's associated with them rabbits. I'm not even going to go there.
Okay, I know y'all trying to get out of here. Hey, Sam, you've been missing in action.
Yeah, I've been a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, your girl been holding it down, so welcome back. Let me do some pieces I got pulled up here called a love poem. It's an old piece. For poetry predators. It goes like this.
We can barely hear you. Wait a minute. We can barely hear you. You sound real far away now. Now you sound better. I don't know what it is. All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. Let me see. I think the sound. Is that better?
That's much.
Okay. Uh-oh. It's going down. It's supposed to be going up. Okay, it's called A Love Poem for Poetry Predators. It's an old piece, and it goes like this. I be dodging bullets in a shootout, protecting myself from nuclear fallout. I bypass all your bacteria, use my own criteria. Now I am just a shout out? What's that about? Now I got to get flat because you hitting me with my own rap. You're just a mimic, good at your act. See, I fly under the radar, leaving you where you are. All you do is bite. Yes, your spit is light. Hold that thesaurus is tight. Change my words to sound pro-ontific. Still, you're not believable or authentic. Though you think I'm too blind to see that you even spit my fantasies, you really need to quit or mention where you got the shit. Damn. You got your radar on me, but I got skills like a low-flying bird, timing, speed, and distance in an instant, ducking your persistence. You're quite disturbing. Disturbing my words. Good poetry never dies. Surprise, timing is everything. Locutions without solutions don't mean a thing. What was relevant then is not relevant again. Not just calling out names like, Jesus, I don't believe this. Faith without work is treasonous. Spewing my locutions without solutions. What I said back then was for a reason. You were trying to drive a point home that was made for a different season or a particular era. It was the year of the incurable, like applying penicillin to today's bacteria. Fell asleep in the 60s, awakening in the 80s to Ebola and a brand new condition. The outcome would be horrible. You're so far out of touch that your rhymes have no reason, like a refraction in a crystal, seeing the same scene over and over again repeatedly, yet no passion for taking the necessary action. See how fast I calculate? I do the math, measuring timing, speed, and distance in less than a nanosecond, not like the plagiarized, outdated, redundant scribe that you be drooling. You're a little too late. Who are you fooling? You're welcome to the table, but we've served that dish already. You don't eat what I eat, so who are you fooling? No one's been saved by your rhetoric, although you're good at it. I fly on past, yikes. You thought you had me. I see you stepping on the gas like magic. I fly beyond, coming from the right, right in front of your eyes. Look to the left, see me rise. I'm a bird. Now I rise to the skies. I got hindsight. That's 2020. That quick, I'm back down on the ground to save human lives. I see you in my rear view, trying to go around, but I wrote that in the 80s. I see you telling me, try to jock my message when you really block my message. Because you turned it upside down. You're just a mimic with a gimmick. Now, this does not apply. We never did a collab. Don't remember saying poems up for grab. You're a funny little clown. You have no tires, so you're riding around on a dummy. I wish you'd get off my toes, though. You can't give back the words you stole, though. You have a good ear, you know. Keep it to the ground. At least you know how I flow. You're good to go. Just want to let you know, I wrote that in the 60s, and you all up in my stash. You sat at the head of my class taking notes later, no rehash. School's out, buddy, Ro. I wrote that 20 years back, like long ago. In fact, an old pimp taught me that pilfering thoughts ain't no idle joke. Regurgitating words that I once wrote and spoke, spoken and stolen, as a matter of fact, when the fact of the matter is you're really a cutthroat. That's why I'm high in the sky, like a jet, moving between raindrops without getting wet. I'm wicked, quick-witted,
Just so you know, they call me Mama O. That's the answer. Ola Deji thought you knew. I don't mind you repeating what I say, but tell them where you said it, where you got it, who said it first. Tell them I said it. It's okay. I'm down with it. I'll be flying low under the radar of your scope like a bird. I'll be diving while you're still driving. I'll keep giving you hope. I know I'm dope. You're looking down my throat while you're riding on rims. I'll be riding on the wind, but I'll be doggone if I let you make me get flat again. You're coming in shooting me in the back with my own rep. Slow it down. I just dissed you with metaphors about birds flying in dilapidated cars, math, science, time, and radar. Your explanation, spare me. All you had to do was ask me. In peace.
Thank you so much for that piece. I appreciate you coming through. Man, really, really dear. I got to shut this show down. I wish I could talk to you.
I listened to your speaker last night. You were just awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, I really enjoyed
hearing
that.
But...
No, you did well. And they played the music behind you. That was really awesome. You ought to do a feature over here for us. That was really good.
Okay. All right.
Between you and your people over there. Tell them they need to feature one of the hosts one day. That was awesome. He didn't snatch
thank
you up
you.
And featured you before. was beautiful. Your delivery was well. I enjoyed it. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Stan.
I love you. I miss you. Don't be staying gone so long.
Yes, ma'am. I will try not to.
All right. Well, you have a good night. Thank you.
Okay. That's Stan the man. That's my baby. Now, y'all can tell that I've been doing something right.
Hey, I hear that.
Look, okay. I had a little bit of wine, just a little bit of wine. So... I'm okay. I'm getting ready for the next day. I'm going to drink some more wine at church tomorrow, too. I think they're going to have commencement. Don't they sell wine on Easter Sunday? One mic. I know you're tired. See, you've been letting her do all the work. Look, she's all worn out. And then she had a feature yesterday, too. You got to be sad.
His call dropped. The blog talk lady cut him off, though.
So. Yeah, I know you're right, tired, baby. They got to stop working that girl like that. Let her get a break.
It's all right.
Okay. See y'all later.
All right. Good night. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for everybody that's called in, people that are streaming online, just listening in. This was an awesome show. Like I was saying before, I want you guys to continue to love on yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside because that's your relationship with beloved above. I want you to love one another. Stay safe. Wear your mask. And with that, I'm going to leave you with this. Peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same tone that you just said you'll stay forever with. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason. silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that I'll be autumn. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, if I do manage to do damage, to you damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note,
but I know,
that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes
the most,
one day it'll make you grow,
you grow,
when you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult,
when the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke,
you to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow, keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat and when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that I'll be out of leaves to falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.